Welcome to the Isaac Fox Show. I'm your host, Isaac Fox, and we are here to talk about poetry and what it takes to discover your creativity. So many times, when it comes to creativity, and in general, when it comes to finding out what you can do to either generate an income or make yourself happy, we search so many different things. We'll do hours and hours of research on YouTube. We'll do deep dives into books. We'll listen to podcasts of people who are supposed to be the experts. But a lot of time, there's only two people who matter in this equation: you and God. Now, if you're not a religious person, you can just say yourself and, well, I mean, I guess yourself, just whatever you believe on the inside of you. But that's the angle that I'm approaching this in. If you want to succeed and win in life, you already have the answers and the code to that inside you. Now, this is not some type of get-rich-quick scheme. I'm not trying to sell you some course or some whatever. This is just a reality. If you look at anyone who is successful, it's because they had a drive and they had a motivation. Something was pushing them to win. And that's the purpose of this show. The purpose of this show is to help you to find out what pushes you to win. What helps you wake up and get out of bed in the morning? What helps you get in that car and start the engine and drive on that crowded expressway? What helps you wake up and take care of those kids? What helps you wake up and take care of yourself? What makes you happy? What makes you smile? What calms your spirit? And the thing is, if you're able to find out the answer to all of those questions, it's a very, very good chance that that answer is what can make you money. Now, life is not all about money, sure, but to be quite honest, the people who say that are probably broke people, and they're people who they don't want to think about money because they're scared of it. Don't be scared of money. Now, full disclosure, I'm not coming at you as someone who's had it all figured out and as someone who's rich. I'm the furthest thing from it. But what I am is I'm a person who has come to an understanding that if you use the gifts that you were given at birth, and if you take those gifts and work hard to hone them and to perfect them, you will almost always have a better quality of life. The problem comes when we try to find so many things outside of ourselves instead of just sitting down and looking in the mirror and trying to understand, what is it about us? What is it about? What do I do that makes me so happy that I would do it for free? But if someone wants to hand me a check, I mean, I'll take that too. And that's the key. We need to figure out what that is. And that's what I want to help you with. That's the purpose of this show. This show has two purposes as well. It is to, again, help you to discover your creativity. And we want to break down poetry. Why? Because poetry is my creative juice. Poetry is what makes me happy. It's what drives me. It's what's going to be the precursor and the start of this business / enterprise that I'm running. Whoever knew? Because there's a guy on the radio. His name is Ken Coleman. He gives great advice. And one of the main things he says is, we can get pigeonholed into titles. When I call myself a poet so many years ago, I thought that that only meant publishing books. I thought that that only meant performing on stage or, you know, different things like that. I didn't think that that would mean, that that could mean doing a podcast and teaching people how to do poetry. But sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit for the skills and talents that we have. I always would have thought that I'm unqualified to break down and teach people how to do poems. I'm 31 years old. I've been writing poetry since the first grade. That's about 20 plus years of experience. If you do something for 20 plus years and you're not able to teach it, you should stop doing that thing because you're wasting your time and you need to find something else that you're good at. You need to find something else that you do. And it all comes down to just deciding and figuring out, like, okay, this is what I like to do. This is what can make me a revenue. And if it doesn't make you a revenue, this is what can ease my peace and give me happiness. So, we're going to dive into a bunch of things today. But first and foremost, we're going to dive into this poem that I wrote. Now, it is called The Theory of a Metaphor. It is a poem that is in a book that I will be publishing in the future. The book has the same title. It is also called The Theory of a Metaphor. And I'm going to break down the structure and how I decided this should be written and why it was written the way it was. So again, The Theory of a Metaphor by me, Isaac Fox. I used to be conflicted, confused with lines that come to my mind. Emotions flowing through my soul, creating anxiety, allowing me to create works filled with hurt and depression. My own pen and pad would suffer depending upon the depth of my pain. At the same time, these works were great, as they became a weird mixture of things I had to do and things I care not to mention. But the words were freeing and therapeutic for the soul. Even though I had the poetry that fought off the demons and would keep my mind right, I still needed more. Someone to tell me it was okay and I don't have to worry. I mean, I thought that person was just a dream, and then I met her. And when I met her, my problems were solved. All the hurt that I felt seemed to just melt away with her kiss. Her kiss is the work of fantasy and dreams. And the lines between reality and dreams begin to blend. I mean, I get lost in the wonderland of her lips. Slowly feeling myself slipping away. Maybe I want to get lost. Lost in this illusion that I pretend is real. From her lips, I want to taste more. Feeling like a caged animal, I want all of her. The smell of her hair, the softness of her skin, this unexplainable passion that I have for pleasing you. Dreams of drowning in your river and living in your ecstasy. I mean, as I get lost in your ecstasy, I'm shot back into reality. But I'm glad I met her. Because she taught me the things I needed to know. This woman is leaps and bounds beyond anyone you have met. And her name is Poetry. Her flow is so smooth when it runs between your lips. She can hold you down with your heart and cheer for you when you win. Poetry, you have saved my life. You taught me how to love while giving me an outlet for my anger. I am forever grateful towards you. Thanks to you, I understand the theory of a metaphor. Now again, that poem, that piece is called The Theory of a Metaphor. That was written as a connecting poem in the future book that I'm going to be publishing of the same name, which is also called The Theory of a Metaphor. The purpose of me doing that was so all the other poems, they would become attached and become strung together. I mean, this poetry book was written to be read cover to cover. Most of the times, if you have a book of poetry, they're essentially a book of random poems. And then you can read it any way you want to, which I will admit these poems, they weren't all written for the purpose of this book. However, by reading them all and organizing them in a proper manner, I was able to decipher which should go where, which should go here, in order to put together a very cohesive and very nice piece of literary work, which I will hope that you all will enjoy as soon as it becomes published, that I will be announcing at some point in a handful of weeks when I will be publishing that book. But again, the theory of metaphor. Now again, the inspiration. Inspiration can come from anywhere. The inspiration for how I wrote this poem is based off the Kendrick Lamar album, Good Kid, Mad City. When he made that album, the entire album was like, it was all like strung together. It was as if I remember correctly, it was as if it was being played like a tape, or it was like a recording, and it was a whole like string of conversation. It was several songs, sure, but it was as if it was one connecting song that essentially forces you to hit play and listen to the entire album, song by song by song by song. And there was a meaning and a message throughout the entire thing. That's the same tactic I was using with the poem that I wrote here, with the book itself that I wrote here. It was to allow it to be one overarching storyline. I say that to say that, inspiration can come from many places. In this case, my inspiration came from listening to the album and wanting to do something that was similar. But I do want to be clear, inspiration will not always come from something outside of you. Inspiration will not always just drop from the heavens and be like, oh my God, so this is how I can do it. This is what is needed. This, I was sitting here, I was waiting, then it just opened up. No, the key to anyone who is creative is you have to treat this like a job. If you're an artist, you need to be painting every single day. And if you're not painting every single day, you need to be at least painting 5 days out the week. You know, I mean, let's just think about this logically here. When you go to work, how often do you go to work? You're going to work at least five times out of the week. So you're going to work for 5 days out of the week. And whatever job you do, you're probably pretty good at it. Even if you don't like it, you're pretty good at it. Why? Because you do it consistently. You do it every day. It's all about consistency. It's all about doing what you like, or doing what is needed consistently to improve upon it and get better, faster, and stronger. And so if you want to be a painter, I don't care what level of experience you have. If you think you absolutely suck, I guarantee you, if you paint like every single day for a year straight, you will be 1,000 times better than you were from day one. I mean, case in point, poetry is my creative outlet, but I've started to do some painting. If you ever go on my Instagram page, which is at the Isaac Fox on Instagram, you'll see a few of those. Now, I'm very new. I'm very new to this game. I probably started painting. I probably have been painting for a collective for like a month, but that's fine. A year from now, if I continue to paint every single day and I show up to the canvas every single day, or at least have a schedule and I show up very often, I'm going to be 1,000 times better than I was today then. And that's the key. You really can't wait on some type of divine intervention to come down. You have to understand what your gift is and then go to work at it. Now, let's take a step back and figure out, how do you figure out what your gifts are? So in order to figure out what your gifts are and what you can do that is creative, that can first bring you happiness, second bring you revenue, you need to ask yourself 3 questions. What makes you smile? What gives you peace? And what calms your spirit? So first of all, what makes you smile? Look, when I write poetry, I'm in a different mode. I'm in a different zone. I get lost in the words. Whatever my characters are doing in the script or in the script, whatever my characters are doing in the poem, I get lost in that. I'm in that. I'm the guy who's talking to a physical form of poetry. I'm the guy who's talking to the girl, whatever. I'm in that. And I feel those emotions that that character is going through. And then when I take a step back, I'm like, I did a great work, and it makes me happy. You know, what gives you peace? Same concept. I can have a really horrible and terrible day. Any number of things can go wrong, but I know if I'm really feeling messed up, I can sit down with a pen and a pad or with my laptop and Microsoft Word opened up, and I can just pour my feelings into the page or pour my feelings into the computer. I can let the characters that I'm writing about or the character that I'm writing about, I can let them feel it. I can give them my hurt. I can give them the pain. I can express my feelings to the page, which then gives me which then gives me peace. And it also runs into my third thing: what calms your spirit? Well, once again, that gives me peace. Calm my spirit, give me peace, runs the same category. That gives me peace. I'm sorry, that calms my spirit. So if I have a spirit of hostility, if I have a spirit of anger at the time, or if I'm even overly joyed, I mean, it doesn't have to be sad and angry, depressed. I can be overly joyed and just ecstatic. It will calm my spirit, and you know, it'll push things down, it'll calm it, because I took my emotions, I took my feelings, I took what was going on inside of me, and I put it on the page. I put it on the paper. I allowed the poetry to become me. I allowed the poetry to begin to feel what I was feeling, which then gives you the emotions, which then makes it great, which then means I can come on this podcast and get to reading poetry to you all and have a whole show based on my poems, which again, I believe I mentioned this earlier, but when you show up every day and you just do what you love, at some point, it will come to you like, okay, this is how I can move this. This is how I can do this. Me doing poetry for the past 20 plus years, today I'm like, okay, this is how I can take what I've been doing as a side project, as a little fun thing, as a passion, and quite honestly, turn it into a business. Again, me doing poetry was never about turning into a business, but it can be one. And don't let anyone tell you that you should just do what you love and don't worry about the money. I'm not saying focus on the money entirely, but it should be a thing. I mean, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. I mean, it's crazy because sometimes you'll see someone who's, let's say they're a good musician, they'll sing in their shower, or they say they play the piano or guitar, they'll do that in their room or their basement or whatever. But if someone's like, hey, I got this opportunity, you can play this concert, they won't do it because they're like, oh, I just want to have fun, I don't really want to worry about the money necessarily, I just want to do what I want to do. You understand? I don't want it to get too crazy. I don't want to work. Like, no, if you're doing something that you love, if you're doing something that you enjoy, you should find a way to get paid off, because first and foremost, that'll make you happy. You'll love going to work every day. You'll love doing those things. It's just, you'll find so much peace and so much joy if you just do the things that you want to do. So again, that's what you want to do, man. If you want to find out how to discover your creativity, you have to ask yourself those three questions. what makes you smile, what gives you peace, and what calms your spirit. And what's really interesting is that even me saying that, that may sound relatively simple. It may sound like, well, what kind of advice is that? To be quite honest, you, at this moment, you know what you enjoy. You know what makes you happy. You know what is, you know what that thing is that you will just do on your own because you enjoy it. Embrace that. Figure out what that is and work on it. It doesn't have to be poetry, artistry, or music. You could love to make people laugh. Last time I checked, comedians exist. You could love to help people. There are so many different type of professions where helping people is the key. You might want to teach people. Once again, so many different ways to teach people. I like to teach people, and here I am on a podcast. You just have to get clear. I want to try to leave everyone with some type of homework assignments, because I don't want you to just listen to this podcast, but, oh, that was a good episode. No, I want you to listen to what I say and take it and move forward for the next week. So when I come back next week, we can make progress, because this needs to be part of your work too. I want you to make progress. So when this episode is over, I need you to write down and decide and figure out what is the one thing that I enjoy. That's it. Don't worry about how can this make me money? How can I become rich off this? How can I monetize it? No. Just what is the one thing that I enjoy? Figure out what that one thing is. Study it. Once you figure out what that one thing is, research it. Research people who are doing it. Watch people, watch the masters at that specific thing. Find out what that one thing is. What do you like? I can ask anyone in the world that question and they have an answer. They might repress it. They might think it's stupid because, I can't do it. No, just don't think too much about it. What's one thing that you love to do? Once you find out what that one thing is that you love to do, that is the key to your success. That is the key to you winning. That's the key. So I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Isaac Fox Show. This is episode one. I'm going to be coming to you every single Saturday from here until my voice gets tired and I can't do it anymore. Hopefully that should be no time soon. But yeah, you'll be hearing these podcasts every Saturday morning, and we're going to again break it down. Different poems that I have and different ways to inspire you, different ways to push your creativity, and different homework assignments that I want you to take and listen to, and I want you to take and actually do to improve your life. I want to see you win. I want to see everybody win. You know, I want to see everybody win. So again, I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Before I get out of here, I want to end each of these episodes with a reading of the scripture, right? Now again, some people might be listening to this episode, might be listening to this show, period, and maybe you're not that religious or not, you don't believe in God. Well, what I will say is this. The things that are written in the Bible are, if anything, very good principles to live by. So I would say, take what's written, take what I read here, and just apply it to your life. And I mean, hey, if you don't like it, no harm, no foul. But give it a shot. Ask yourself, if I apply these things, if I listen to this wisdom, if I apply this wisdom in my life, you know, what happened? So we're going to be reading from the book of Romans. It is Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. And it reads, I thought I had this set up. Let me get the book here. It is, "For by the grace given," "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Again, that is the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. And a quick summary on that is, God has given you a set of skills. He's given you a specific talent that you need to discover. And if you want to, you can pray and God will, he'll reveal these things for you. Or you can work at it, he will reveal these things for you. But he has given you a specific set of talent and a specific set of skills that can help you in your future and that can help you win in any way that you need to win in. And that's what I want to leave you with. So again, I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Remember, I believe in you, and God will always walk beside you. Take care, everybody.